In Indonesia, the treatment of a group of orphans with HIV has highlighted the prejudice that many of those with the virus face. Most of the children are under the age of five, yet they've been pushed out of a neighbourhood by locals frightened of catching AIDS. The children are now being cared for by a local charity, but they've only got a few more months before they could all be out on the streets. Indonesia correspondent Adam Harvey reports from Central Java.
It's a toddler's riot inside a small house in the Indonesian city of Solo. The excited children are jumping up and down on a mattress, burning off energy after half an hour of sitting reasonably still to watch videos on my iPhone. These energetic children are mostly aged between 1 and 5, young enough to be oblivious to the crisis surrounding them. They're all HIV positive. They contracted the virus at birth from their mothers, who are now dead. These young orphans are cared for by a local charity. Last month, the charity had to move home, and their neighbours blocked them from moving into a new one. Yunus Presecho is from the charity Lentera. We facilitated a meeting. They voted and rejected us. We are not allowed to live there. We can't reside there. They're scared, scared of infections. Iskak Sudibyo is one of the Solo residents who voted to reject the orphans. He says his community wants to protect its own children. The children here would have to mingle with them, so when they would play together if there's nothing that divides these children. The ignorance and prejudice confronting the children in Solo is widespread across Indonesia, where there are 70,000 new HIV infections each year. David Bridger is from the Indonesia office of UNAIDS.
Still, one of the biggest challenges we face here in Indonesia is stigma and discrimination, and it's pervasive, and it affects all of the good activities and the good progress that's being made in terms of combating HIV.
The 9 children play happily in the narrow lane, and on the day of the ABC's visit, there are no problems from the neighbours. Our struggle is how to make the kids that are HIV positive be equal with other kids who don't have HIV. That's our dream for the future. Inside the house, a whiteboard lists the children's elaborate daily drug regime. Here, they get basic antiretroviral treatment to try and stop their HIV from developing into AIDS. In that sense, they're lucky. The vast majority of the 20,000 Indonesian children with the virus receive no treatment and die long before adolescence. The oldest of the orphans, a 12-year-old girl, Puji, sits apart from the younger children. Her skin is discoloured by a rash and black spots, a symptom of her weakened immune system. Yunus says she needs a more advanced drugs regime, available only in Jakarta. That's a full day's drive away, and getting her there right now is an impossible stretch for Lentera. The more immediate problem is to find her somewhere permanent to live. This is Adam Harvey in Solo for AM.